WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day. It's Tuesday, and I'm grateful that you've taken 30 minutes out of your time to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Our studies today are going to come from the pulpit of Island Community Church in Merritt Island. That's where this was preached just a couple days ago, 2 days ago, actually. We're going through the book of 1 John at church, and we're up to another one of these texts where the figure of speech is sometimes, this is a hard saying. And that's where we're going to look at a couple of hard sayings here in this. I'll tell you, we've been finding out why Jesus calls John Boanerges, that is a son of thunder. John pulls no punches. Here today, we're going to look, starting in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, whoever commits sin transgresses against the law, for sin is a transgression of the law, that we know. We know he was manifest to take away sins, and in him is no sin. That we know. Then he says, whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has not seen him, neither known him. So let me ask a question on this Tuesday morning or Tuesday evening. How are you doing with that, friend? He who has sinned has not seen him. Well, that I can say, you be with me in good company. We haven't seen him. Then John says, we haven't known him. This is a hard saying. This is the subject for my sermon here today and tomorrow. It's about a 30-minute sermon. It's a little short because we had Holy Communion afterwards. So this will be split up here between today and tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, Bible study night, we'd love to see you. We're in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 2. Love to see you Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. The place, Island Community Church. The address, 1000 North Banana River Drive, from 6 to 7. The live feed will kick off on the app at 6 o'clock, also on Facebook. If you're a Facebook kind of person, look for the or find Island Community Church on Facebook, and this live feed will kick off right at 6. Looking forward to seeing you if you're able to make it. Let's have this opening play here both today and tomorrow. Now, if it is Wednesday, when you're hearing this in the evening, it's 5:35. Hey, you still got 25 minutes to make it to church. If you're able, we had someone last week who heard it at this time and came by and visited. Why don't you stop by and visit as well? Do you love the Word of God? Are you hungry for the Word? Are you looking for a church home? Or does your church not meet on Wednesday? Or does your church never open the Bible? Why don't you come by and visit us? We're a Bible-based and centered. Everything we do revolves around the Word of God. We'd love to see you Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Okay, here we go with the sermon. By this we know. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. Notice here, he assumes this to be the case. Because with legitimate Christians, this is always the case. Hey, you know, I got a great idea. Let's have a quiz, shall we? And let's see if the world will hate you too, just like they hated John and his audience. Sound like fun on this Sunday morning? What else do you have to do? I heard Sonny's ran out of ribs. What else are you going to do here today? Let's have a quiz and see if the world hateth you. Repeat after me. That is only if you believe this in your heart. Because if you don't believe, you're only kidding yourself. Don't waste your time if you don't believe these. All right? Here we go. Repeat after me. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. You're dismissed. Have a nice day. Try that out here on the street today. Look at the evil that's happened to people that believe that. They still string up the owner of Chick-fil-A because of that. He's banned out of half the cities in America. The owner and the company Chick-fil-A is banned from half of the cities in this country. Because the owner thinks marriage is between a man and a woman. His own personal beliefs. He hires homosexuals. He hires men that wear a dress. His own personal belief is marriage is between a man and a woman. And the world hates them. And the Bible's saying, don't be surprised when it hates you too. Here's a few more. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Bill's a college professor here. He could tell you. And Pam and others. I've read some of the documentaries of what happens to a college professor who believes that. That God is the one responsible who created this? You're an outcast. You're blacklisted. Many cases, you're thrown out of college for believing that. You're like what they did to actors back in the Joe McCarthy days in the 50s when they labeled you a commie for believing Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Here's the game changer. Romans 1:27. Ready? Homosexuality is shameful.
Homosexuality is shameful.
Hey, if you're on God's side, then this world will hate you. Try sharing these truths with someone that does not have God, and you'll find out. But if you've got one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the world, then Jesus calls you lukewarm. And he says, you make me want to vomit. That's in the Bible. Read it. To be lukewarm means to be the same temperature as your surroundings. It means you let this world influence you with your beliefs instead of letting the Bible influence you for your beliefs. One foot in the world, one foot in the kingdom. Oh, there's nothing wrong with homosexuality. There's nothing wrong with having a gay bishop or a pastor. Then you're lukewarm. Well, that's even worse than that. Jesus says when you're that way, you make me sick. But if you have both feet in the world like that and don't believe the statements that I made, then once again, John is speaking to you this morning. Not only that, John's brother James calls you an adulterer and the hostile enemy of God. Friends, this book is a checklist full of truths. Sometimes it hurts when you hear it. Sometimes it cuts like a knife. One of my favorite sayings in here is fall in or fall out. You have a choice this morning. You can bow the knee to Almighty God and do it His way, or you can fall out. Say, hasta luego, and walk away and do it His way. Now, Jesus said it was going to be this way. Read Matthew 13. Various people, the first doesn't understand. Maybe the first one reads this and says, well, I'm a sinner. God will never forgive me, and he walks away. The second one, the cares of this world. The anxieties of this age. Or else, the third group, remember in Matthew 13, is those that persecution arises because of the word. That is, I believe God created the heaven and the earth. Homosexuality is shameful. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. Jesus says one out of four of every one of you that hears that is going to walk out of those doors and never come back. Where do you stand? Where do you stand? Again, these are checklists. If you find we need to fix these things while we're alive, if you find that you fail every test, then you need to call me and we'll make it right. See, there's always hope for you because it's always today. Once it's no longer today, then there's no hope for you anymore. But Jesus, the Bible says, Hebrews says, today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. Call on the Lord and he will help you. Call me, I will help you. There's always hope for you as long as you're alive and your heart is beaten and it's still called today. Because once he comes back, it won't be today anymore. That'll be tomorrow. And you can't call on the name of the Lord tomorrow. You got to call on him today. You got to fix these things that are wrong today. We all have got something wrong with us. But praise God, he'll fix whatever it is. And it costs you nothing. This is why the word hurts and cuts like a knife, penetrates our tough exteriors and gets right down into our soul to show us that we're not perfect yet. Amen? And again, it's better to find out now that we have a problem other than later when it's too late. All right, on to verse 14, one of my favorite verses here in 1 John. At least the first half of it is. It says, now we know that we have passed from death to life because I signed my daddy's house over to the church before I died. No, that's not the reason. Because I gave all my money to the church. That's not the reason. Look what he says. We know that we have passed. This is your blessed assurance today, he says. We know that we pass from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Now, verse 14, I quote frequently in this church. This is one of John's proofs of our salvation. More to come. But that we know we have been saved. We know we have been born again. We know that our destiny has changed or passed from death to life. And I would say, church, look around at someone behind you. We know that we have passed from death to life because you love the person sitting right next to you. You love your neighbors. What a great example this church is of that proof. I've been to some churches where it says the evidence of your salvation is speaking in other languages. The Bible says the evidence of your salvation. By this we know we pass from death to life because you love the person sitting next to you. If that's not enough, John 13:35. By this all men will know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. There's the evidence of your salvation. Love your brother. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two hangs all the law and the prophets. Verse 15, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. All right, there's problem text number two this morning. Again, remember what Jesus said. One out of four people that start off in the faith, they don't understand what they read. So they quit. Listen to what he just said. We know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. That's not what that means. Paul was a murderer, so was Moses. And I'll bet you whatever you want, they're up in heaven right now. This means a former murderer, someone who, something that describes someone before
the Son of God came into their life and changed them. They had a great awakening and they were changed. But here, once again, we're talking a continual practicing murder. Someone who keeps on doing what they did before they came to Christ. If you were a murderer before and then you claim you're saved and you keep on doing the same stuff you were doing before, you're not saved. John's trying to tell you this to wake you up. Don't deceive yourself. Paul wrote 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself. My Bible says, scrutinize yourself as to whether or not you were of the faith. Test your own selves. This is the checklist. Are you the same as you were before you came to Christ? Are you chained to sin or righteousness? What are you waiting to do other than a salami sandwich when you leave here today? Go out and do good. Serve your neighbor. Or sin. Let's follow his logic, though, here, okay? Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Who do you think, church, he is referring to here? Starts with a C, ends with an N. I think he's talking about Cain again. Cain was of his father, the devil. He who hates his brother is a murderer. Cain was of his father, the devil. Now, if you are walking in the continual attributes of Cain, then you're not saved. And you're ultimately the same as a murderer who Cain was. But let me be perfectly clear here this morning, on this Sunday morning. If you have ever murdered someone, there is forgiveness available to you, offered personally through Jesus Christ. No matter what kind of murderer you are, no matter whether you're directly or indirectly, whether or not you've had an abortion, whether or not you've approved of someone that's had an abortion, or whether or not you've killed someone with your own hands, it doesn't matter what you've done. There is forgiveness for what you've done by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we come in here and shout on Sunday mornings. Because someone took our penalty, paid the price for us when we should have died for the price for the sins that we've committed. Hallelujah. Jesus stepped into our world, took our sins upon himself, and died in our place so we don't have to. Woo! I love it. That's good. That's good news. Praise God. Everyone's good with that, right? Here's some more on love. Then we're going to have communion. Verse 16, by this we know love. Hey, get it. This is 1 John 3:16. We had John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. Now check out 1 John. I wonder if that guy knew that when he was writing these verses down. You know how verses came about in the Bible, Carol? It was a guy on horseback killing time, traveling from one city to another, and he figured while he was traveling, he was going to put numbers next to these verses here. Books or chapters and verses came about by his name was Robert Stevens in 1549. He's the one responsible for putting verses in the Bible. Verse 16, by this we know love. I love that we see that saying all throughout John, right? By this we know we're children of God. By this we know we're not children of God. If we live like we did before, by this we know love. And what does it do? Points to the man in the glory. By this we know love because Jesus laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. For whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, I think the King James maybe has shuts up his bowels. They've translated here his heart. Whoever sees, Whoever has this world's goods and he sees his brother in need and he shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this, there's another one. Here we go again. By this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. So a lifestyle of love and action is proof of our salvation, not by our words, but by our actions. Verse 22. And whatever we ask, now let's pick it up in 20. If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Wow. Why are John's prayers always answered? Number one, he did what God said. Number two, his walk was excellent. Verse 23, and this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Okay, last verse, chapter 3. Now, he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. That's our proof, really, of our salvation, is the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for John. We've learned so much from him, Lord.
The time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
He that is faithful in that which is what? Least is faithful also in that which is much. You see, big things are made up of smaller things. Now, your body is made up of the various members of your body. And the various members of your body are made up of cells. And those cells are made up of molecules. And those molecules are made up of atomic structure. Everything that's big is made up of something small. Take time. Think of all of the ages of time. Well, time is made up of ages, but ages are made up of millenniums, and millenniums are made up of centuries, and centuries are made up of years, and years are made up of months, and months are made up of weeks, and weeks of days, and days of hours, and hours of minutes, and minutes of seconds, and seconds of milliseconds. Everything big is made up of something small. And that's the way your life is. It's the small things that really do make the difference. And when you're faithful in the little things, it follows as night follows day. You're already faithful in that which is much, because the only way you get big things is the little things.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy. Shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy. Sacrifice of praise, offering of thanks and gratitude to you, my King, to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one